This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 363. We're up to the sequel of Police Story. Now we're up to Police Story 2 from 1988. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, I assume me and you never watched none of these, so I can't just say, have you heard of Nate? But did you hear anything from your friends about the sequels?
Nope. I've never heard anything about the... You know what's funny? I don't even know any people who watch these movies. I know that they have a following from, you know, because online, but I don't personally... I don't know anybody who's ever watched any of the Police Story movies. I'm the first one in my circle who has watched these. All I know was I liked the first one. And so, and this one also, Jackie Chan directed again. Yeah. It was only, you know, I was like, okay, I'm excited. But nope, I don't know nothing about it.
I'm going to agree with you on that because I don't know nobody that watches. Honestly, I think I'm the only one here in my own family that watches action movies that cares for Hollywood. Because other than that, they didn't give two crap. But the funny thing is, there's no financials. So I can't give you financials for part two. I think this is all out of the country. So I can't give you that. But right now, it only says box office $11.5 million. That's all I can work with right now. But with that said, let's just get right into the review. So let's go with the critics and audience and see what they think about the sequel.
All right. So these reviews, remember the first movie, they were very good. But Police Story 1 had a 93% critics and 88% audience. So it was very high. Now, these scores are still high. Like, they went down. Okay, the sequel went down, which tends to happen with sequels, but they're still high. The critic score is an 84%. So it went down 9%, which is not a huge drop. The audience score is a 77%. So it did go down 11%, but it's still good. I would say these are still very solid reviews.
I agree with you. I mean, I'm kind of shocked, though. Why would the audience go down by 11? That's a very shocking number. Maybe 3 or 2, I would say, oh, okay, but 11 is pretty steep for that kind of number.
Good.
I
mean, of people who reviewed it, I guess, didn't like it as much as the first.
Yeah. One. And looking at the critics, I mean, 84 is still high for an action movie sequel.
It's high for an action movie, period. And then the fact that it's a sequel, so they liked it.
All right.
Well, do we like it? I don't know, but they liked it.
We'll find out. Well, we're going to get into it right now. All right, let's get into it. Lead character. Now, Jackie Chan is back as senior inspector. I don't know his name. Jackie Chan.
Chan. Well, his last name is Chan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like Kui Kwa Chan or something like that. So, Alex, let me ask you a question. Did you watch this movie in English?
No, I didn't even know that.
This one has an English dub.
Son of a bitch.
The Criterion does have an English dub.
Damn it.
I switched it to English. So this is hilarious. I switched it to English about halfway, not even halfway through, maybe like 30 minutes in. I normally read the subtitles. Yeah. Honestly, I prefer it because I feel like you get more from the acting when it's in their regular language than when it's dubbed, because then you have these goofy voiceover people being like, hey, go to here. And it never, like, the voiceover people, it seems like they're not acting. It seems like they're just talking weird. But I did put it in English. And the hilarious thing in English is that in the English dub, his character's name is Jackie. They just call him Jackie Chan the whole movie. They're like, hey, Jackie Chan. I'm like, this is weird. This is not his name, dude. The guy's name is not Jackie Chan. Something's weird here. Okay. Anyway, all that aside, I liked him again. I think he's pretty much the same character he was in the first one, except he's less funny in this one. I don't know if you got that same experience. I thought he was way funnier, like more lighthearted in the first movie than in this movie. He still has moments, of course. And the other thing is this one goes more into his relationship with the girl than the first movie did. Like the first movie, it's there, but this one, it's like, which it'll factor in the storyline score, but more of the story is spent with him and the girlfriend, and like she gets into danger a couple times. So a little more traditional in that route of like almost like a Hollywood type action movie where there's a girl and the guy got to get the girl and stuff like that. But even still, I give him the same exact score I gave him in the first movie. I gave him a 4. I wish he was goofier again. Honestly, I kind of missed that in this movie. I was like, this movie's not as funny. There is jokes, but I'm saving that for later. But I still liked him. I thought he was good. And at the end of the day, my guy fights and does all his own action. And so I gave him a 4.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's a little bit toned down here, but I thought he was some he's funny as Iron
Bob. He's still funny, but he is like, funny. Less goofy.
Yeah, I agree. They took away a lot of the comedic roles in this one, but they gave it to his partner or his chief. I forgot his name. He's funny.
He's got to take a dump the whole movie. Every 10 minutes, you got to go take a dump.
Yeah, Bill Wong. That's his name. Bill Wong. Actor, I thought he was funny. He went,
He's like, he ate some bad fish, he said.
Yeah, that was funny. Anyway, Jackie Chan's character, I agree with you. He's more serious here. I do like him in this movie a lot. I thought he was really good. The action sequences with him, he elevated. I thought when me and you talked about the first one, we said, does the sequels get better in terms of stunts and story? And I think it did. I think the story elevated the action sequences in this film for the character. And I think the character was really good. It wasn't like at the wrong place at the wrong time type storyline. It was just clever way they wrote this one. Yeah. And I enjoyed it and I liked it. You're right. This was more about his girlfriend, which is kind of funny too. But they did a lot of oh my God, the flashbacks in the beginning. When they did the song.
Playing the song with him singing?
Yeah. You see all the stunts?
Previously on Police Story.
Yeah, and he's like singing the song. So I was like, oh my God. I liked him. I thought he was good. I agree with you. I didn't go for a 5. I give him a 4.2. I think he's a great character. Still great. Nothing wrong with that. So I gave him a 4. Okay, main villain in this one. So what you got?
So I actually like the villain in this movie better than in the first movie. So, okay, the guy from the first movie's back. He got out of jail and now he has this henchman. This guy's goofy. See, they gave all the goofy parts to that guy with the glasses, instead of Jackie Chan. What should have been menacing is not menacing because that guy's a goober. Although he did slap the girlfriend up. He's
He did.
Beat her up. And then, by the way, sidebar, that was hilarious when she's like, she gets beat up by that guy and then Jackie Chan's talking to her and she's like, no, I hit him first. What does that mean? So it was like, it was okay that he beat her up because she hit him first. Anyway, that guy's back. He's out of jail. So he's kind of like a B character though. Like he's like the B storyline as far as the villains go. They make it seem like he's involved. And he's not. He's like dying. That's why they let him out of jail, because he's like sick and dying. So I won't count. He's not the main villain. The main villain is actually a group of guys that are trying. They're like, they do explosives, like they blow stuff up and they're holding this company for ransom. And the leader of them is mute and deaf. So he's like, just does like this. And then I did like the exploding remote control car. That made me laugh.
Oh, that was cool.
He's like, and that dude could fight too. That dude could fight. Yeah. So I get, okay, but I struggled with this one because I was like, bro, I like the idea. I like the action, but he can't talk. He doesn't, you know, like all the henchmen do all the talking. I don't know. I gave it a 3. I was torn. This is one of those scores where I gave it a 3, but I could have given it a 4, but I just went with 3 because I was very torn with it. So I'll stick with 3, but the villain element I think is better than the first movie.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I gave it a 3. I was on the fence also. I did like him a lot. I mean, we had characters on this show that was mute, right? We had Jaws, didn't talk for 007. Right, and he's a cool character, but he's not the main dude.
He looks awesome. This guy just looks like a little Chinese guy.
Yeah, and you didn't know what he could do, but he could fight the crap. I mean, he beat the crap out of him when he was throwing the fire thing at him.
Oh, the little poppy.
Yeah, the poppy. And he got frustrated. He grabbed it. He started throwing it back at him. Yes. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, I agree with you. The radio control car was the highlight of the scene because I thought that was really funny. He was like, and he's trying to, the guy, his partner's trying to talk to him. And he's like, just don't put on the handcuffs. Let's just go. He whooped his ass.
Yeah, that's right. Or remember when Jackie Chan says, funny. Like, he's like, he's yelling at him and he's like, hey, he can't understand you. And then he also does the same thing. That was funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of comedic parts with the villains. Like, you're right. The one with the glasses kept breaking his glasses. The funniest part with the goober, that you call goober.
The goober guy.
Is when Jackie Chan quits from the thing. And he's screaming at all the cops, right?
They put the whiteboard.
And all you hear is...
And all of a sudden, dude's on the desk.
Yeah, out. And then you see the boss with the thing down.
That part was funny. Was. You see his feet leave the floor, but you don't, know, you don't know what really happened to him. He uppercutted him or something.
Yeah, it was. I gotta say, like, it, I mean, we're laughing because it's not laughter of like this is a horrible movie. We're laughing because these scenes are really comedic. It's really, it's like I never, like, we do so much action comedy here on the show, like not as much, but I feel like the movies that we have done are not as funny.
Yeah,
this one is like the first two movies so far are hilarious, and they do stuff that is unique. Like I've never seen that in an action comedy movie. Like they move the big like easel in front so they don't see him get his ass beat. Like that shit is funny. And then the sound effects of it, like you just hear like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fighting sound effect. Yeah, like you see. So again, all that is funny, but yeah, the goober. So I gave it a 3. I agree with you. I didn't know where to go with that either, but he could be like a 3.54, honestly, if we were going to do it that way. But I give him a 3 also. Okay, I already know where we're going to go with this, but action sequences.
5. Again, a 5. Listen, I will say, I think the first movie has more action than this one. This one has more story than the first movie, and the first movie has more action than this movie. However, the action that's in this is top, it's top notch. I love the restaurant fight when he goes and sees the goober guy in the restaurant and they fight. Even the part with the stools, like he puts the stools together and they do this thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. And the way he rolls on that bar, it looks like he floats. I don't even know how he did that, but there's no wires or nothing. He did some kind of jump and like spins across this bar. It was awesome. So that fight was really good, but the fight in the park, amazing. Honestly, is so freaking good. When he has the little sticks, he's literally, there's one guy who he just really gives it. He's like, I'm like, oh my God, bro, this is so sick. Loved it. And there's no music playing. It's just like action. The finale's not as, the finale in the first movie is better in the mall. Like that action sequence is better than the finale here, but the finale here is good. They're fighting in a fireworks factory and there's one stunt that looks insane. When the deaf guy falls off into those barrels and they shoot it from above. So there's no mat. You don't see a mat anywhere. He literally just falls into these plastic barrels and then they all like scatter. And then they blew up a building. Like they legit blew up that building. Because you remember in the end credits, they show them like with the fire. It's like all destroyed.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is, while less action, it's top tier. I give it a 5.
I agree with you, man. Everything you said is on spot on, dude. It is a 5. I mean, Jackie Chan, I'm very surprised not many American films for action hired this guy or his stunt team to do. I'm very stunned with that. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I know, again, we do the John Wicks. They hired a lot of the Korean and Chinese stunt work, you know, to work with John Keanu Reeves. And you can see it. Matrix, same thing. But I don't know, man. It's just so good. I mean, that scene in the park is the best. It has to be one of the best scenes I think I've seen in an action movie in a park. Like, literally. He's going through all the jungle gyms and kicking dudes and they're falling through the jungle gym. Like, they so worked so hard at this. Yeah. And man, when they have the metal stick and he's like, and he loses it. He kicks the guy, grabs another one, and he just pinging everywhere. And he's like rubbing himself because they hit him hard. And he's just like, ah. And then he starts to run off. Like, I was just like, man, he is so talented. And the way he shot it. And I know he's directing because he's directing and acting and doing his stunts all at the same time. And he did a fantastic job. The cameras were all wide.
And I loved it. You just see everything all the time.
Yeah. It is so dope. And then the same thing. He did the same thing with the girlfriend. He grabbed the motorcycle and he did the flashback. Then he showed it. And she's like, let go. And then, so I thought that was funny. But you're right. The scene in the restaurant too was really good. Oh, and he got his ass beat. And that's the thing I like about Jackie Chan movies. Like he gets hit. Like he's an underdog. Hit.
Yeah. He doesn't dominate. Like the way Steven Seagal dominates.
Oh, yeah. Steven Seagal would have went there and he would have.
Nobody would have touched him. He would have cut everyone's arms off and it would have been fine. Jackie Chan gets beat up. He's a everyman.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think it's so good.
Would you say, so you made a good point there.
Yeah.
I think, maybe you agree, I feel like he came up in the wrong time. Like, in the sense, maybe in the right time for him, you know, in Hong Kong. But like, if he was this age, he was in this movie now, I think he would be a guy who'd be hired to do stunt. Because movies are now starting to go back to a little bit of like stuntmen and stuff like that. Do you feel like now he would have been a stunt coordinator type person that would have been hired? Because you're right. No Hollywood people were using. His first big Hollywood movie was like Rush Hour, honestly. Yeah. And that was late 90s. I mean, Rumble in the Bronx doesn't really count to me. It's still a very Hong Kong style movie. That, and that was like 10 years after this movie. Do you think if he came up now, he would have that kind of like the guys from The Raid or something like that?
I agree. Yeah, I think so. And, you know, to be really honest with you, I think he would be a bigger star. Now, again, don't get me wrong, everybody. Jackie Chan is a legend, and where he is right now, we already know his status in Hong Kong and all that. We already know. I think he'll be 10 times bigger if he started out now and then worked his career just the same way he did now. Because honestly, he's young. Let's say he directed, and I think he will win an Oscar. There's no way you could tell me, maybe now, because now there's a lot of recognition with newer filmmakers and that do unique stuff. You cannot tell me a film director that could direct his movie, do his own stunts, at the same time playing the main lead. Like that, I mean, you're going to have to get recognized. And I think Jackie Chan, you're right. He's at the wrong time period, but I'm kind of happy though, because like they archived a lot of his work and we get to see it through Criterion and all the boutique labels, which we were talking about earlier offline. So boutique labels are bringing these out for us to watch. And I'm kind of happy that I did buy the first two on Blu-ray, because that's what they gave us. But
yeah. And speaking of like 88 films, that's a boutique label. Like they put out Dragons Forever. They're putting out Project A, which are two more of his like older ones. So yeah, it's true. When, you know, at least they are putting them out for people to see. And I'm interested. I mean, I've always liked Jackie Chan just from his Hollywood stuff. So now going back into like his Hong Kong stuff, I'm interested to like watch more of them, because I like him.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy. I always tell people, like, I enjoy Korean and Hong Kong. Like, I like their filmmaking more than here now. Like, I just feel like they know what to give their audience. Mm-hmm. Like, when you watch a horror movie, I could give you, if we do a survey, I guarantee you it'll be in a 90% bracket. If you ask everybody, they'll say they prefer foreign horror.
Japanese horror.
Yeah. Is very Japanese horror distinct. Over here. Mm-hmm. Same thing with action. I guarantee you would enjoy more action movies, which we're trying to dabble into the podcast, but we're enjoying more than American. I mean, Americans are we still have our gunplay. We got our car chases, but I just feel like they know what to give their audience to enjoy. And I kind of like it. And I guess they hand to hand and all that,
you know, they shoot it where you could see the action.
Yeah,
they
I agree.
Take more pride in it.
Yeah, I like that. And anyway, that's five across the board here.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, let's get to storyline.
Okay. I like the storyline of this movie, too. I don't know. This movie's good. Spoiler alert, if you don't already know. This is a good sequel. There's things in it that I didn't like, but I liked it overall. I think the overall plot is good. You get the cop. He's coming back. Now it's like after the first movie, he got in trouble because he destroyed a lot of, you know, property and stuff, but he's still on the force. Eventually he quits. And he just wants to go on vacation with his girlfriend. That's all he's trying to do. He's trying to take a vacation.
Yeah.
To get on the plane. They're like, no, we need your help, because he stops a bomb. So he finds out that there's like a bomb threat in this mall. He gets everybody out. And that seems like pretty funny, because they're like, look, if there ain't no bomb in here, oh my gosh, you're going to be in big trouble. Yeah. And then turns out there's a bomb in there. I like the scene too with the ball. Like they make it think when the ball hits dramatic. That ice cream thing, it's going to blow up. It's all in slow motion. It's all, and he just picks up the ball and goes like nothing happens, but then it blows up later. So I like that scene. This one's a little edgier. I wouldn't call this an edgy one, but this one's edgier than the first one. It's a little darker. You got terrorists blowing stuff up. You know what I mean? Yes, it's funny, but it's like I said, it's less goofy than the first movie. There's a little bit more menace to the villains. Like even though the glasses guy is a goober, what he's doing is threatening to the girl. Like, oh, I know where you live. I know where your mom lives. We're going to come find you, blah. And then the actual terrorists end up taking her. They put the bomb vest on Jackie Chan, which was a good, I like that stuff too, where he's like wearing the bomb vest. And so like, this is an edgier movie. And I think that was a good move to still have the humor, but to do a little different than the first movie. Ultimately, I can't say it's way better than the first, but I give it the same score. I gave it a 4. I thought it was just as good and slightly different. Well, I will say what I didn't like. I did not like the jokes with the captain as much. Like, this dude, it was funny the first time, but like, why for half the movie, all he has to do is take a crap and he farts in an elevator? Like, it's all like fart and poop jokes, which is weird. Yeah, he blames Jackie. Why would you do that? You don't have no manners. Why would you fart in the elevator? I'm like, what's going on here? And he's constantly holding his stomach. He goes, takes a crap. Then the girlfriend comes. I did like that part though. When the girlfriend comes to the police station, she's arguing with him and they're all naked in the shower. She's like, why are you guys listening to me? I'm not talking to him. Like, what are they supposed to do? But the guy's running storyline with taking the crap was, I was like, okay, enough of this already. Other than that, though, I thought it was good.
I agree with you. That storyline was kind of weird. But I liked this movie. I thought this movie is a solid sequel to the first one. I think it's slightly a little bit better in terms of, like, I enjoyed this one more than the first.
Okay.
Slightly. And I think it's due to the action. I think the action got better. And I'm like, oh my God. And I felt like the character, yes, I do miss the first version of the character, but I felt like this one became what we traditionally call an upgrade to the character, like a sequel, right? Like, this reminded me of Lethal Weapon 2. Right? Or Die Hard 2, right? Die Hard 2 was kind of edgier for its time. But yeah. A lot of people didn't like it because it was in the airport for some reason, but it was very edgier if you really look at it, right? I think I felt like that watching this movie. I was like, you know what? I kind of enjoyed it for what it was. I agree with you. The bomb stuff was cool when he went into the meeting and he had to put the thing under the table. Oh, yeah. And he stole the guy's jacket. I thought that was pretty cool too. Like, there was so much stuff that I do enjoy. The captain yelling at him for all the stuff because, like, he's at the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, he's still, like, they have to pay property taxes to a lot of stuff that he destroys. He goes, this time you have to go to a restaurant and you have to destroy the restaurant. And he was like, they talk bad about my girl.
Yeah.
He was so mad. Like, and then he quits. And then, like you said, or when he made the girl take the airplane left. And he was like, no, I got her passport. And then she came back. I was like, oh, man.
And she gets deported.
Yeah, she got deported back. Oh, man. So I thought it was fun. Overall, I thought it was a great movie in terms of storyline. I kind of enjoyed it. Now that I know that there was a damn English dub.
I wondered, the first one might have had one or did not. Did you check? Because the first one didn't have it. Okay.
Yeah, the first one was just straight, like,
maybe they were like, no, we don't. Maybe they didn't record one for the first movie, but once it was popular, they recorded one for the second.
Hopefully part three does. Hopefully part three. Most likely.
I'm sure.
Police Story 3, but I will look it up. But yeah, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Okay, total points. Oh, no, overall.
Overall. Yeah, I gave it a 4. Again, same as the first movie. I think they're equally good. This one has a higher total, which we're not to total yet, but that's because this one has a better villain than the first movie. I would say, honestly, objectively, they're about on par for me. Now, here's what was weird about this one. The back of the Criterion, so I watched just the Criterion, we have the Blu-ray, and I'm pretty sure it said it was an hour and 40 minutes or something, but the actual movie's 2 hours.
Mm.
And I looked it up, and apparently, similar to the next movie we're going to do, there are like multiple versions of this movie. And the one that ultimately ends up, I don't know if you could switch it on the disc or not, but there was like this was like a Japanese version. Like the version that got in Japan is the one that's on this disc. There is a shorter one that cuts out, I'm assuming trims some of the fat off of it.
Mm.
I honestly feel like I might have liked that one even better because there's some stuff in here that goes on and I don't know what they cut out, but I don't know where to find it. And I don't know if it's on that disc or not, but there are multiple versions of this movie. And if it was a little tighter, like the first movie, I think it might have been upgraded for me, but this one does drag at some parts. It is, like I said, it's 2 hours, so I don't know if there's another version available. I usually don't dig into stuff that much, but when I just thought it was weird that it didn't match the box and the movie, so that's what happened. Anyway, this is like the version that got released to Japan or something like that. But overall, I liked it. I gave it a 4. This is a very solid sequel. I would say at least equal to the first movie. A little different, but equal. Great action again. And yeah, just so far, a very good series. It's off to a good start.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you 100%. I gave it a 4 too. I enjoyed this movie a lot. I thought it was really good. I don't think it's perfect. I don't think we're going to get there yet. But I think the entire package is it's a fun first two movies. I'm going to be honest. I own the first two on Criterion Blu-ray.
And they look great. The Blu-rays, they look fantastic.
And they sounded amazing. Now, for those of you out there, before we continue on, that have Super Cop 3 in 4K, they have 4Ks. The 4K comes with an English DTS HD Mastered Audio 5.1. So we're good there. But the Cantonese version is in Dolby Atmos.
So now you have to decide if you want to read feel the thunder, or if you want to feel less thunder and just listen to English words.
Yeah. So, but the cool thing is they give you close to 5 different tracks. So of audio.
I think you should go with the Atmos because you've read to this point.
Already. I mean, this whole month I've been reading movies.
And we're going to be reading it. No, you're going to have to read on the next one, luckily. But yeah, you're going to have to read one more. I know for a fact one of the other Jet Li movies I picked is in... Same thing. It probably has a dub, but I know the original was in Chinese.
Yeah, so again, so you guys know already, you guys have the 4K, you guys have the English subtitles also, dubbed version. So, okay, so with that said, we got that out the way. I gave it a 4. 4. You gave it a 4. Mm-hmm. Again, I think this movie overall is great. Now your total points.
20 out of a 25. Great movie. And the first one got an 18. But again, I would say they're equal. just the villain element got this a couple extra points.
Yeah, I gave this a 20 also. We're tied in this part 2 of Police Story. All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
So coming up next, we're starting off a new month, a new actor month. And the actor here is Jet Li. So we're doing some Jackie Chan and some Jet Li movies. First up is a movie from, we're going to have to talk about it on that show. It's originally from 1996, but it didn't really come to the States until 1999. So we're going to call it a 1996 movie, and that's a movie called Black Mask. So that will be coming up next episode. And then after that, we will, of course, be moving on to the next Police Story movie. Now, this is the first one with a subtitle. It is Police Story 3 Super Cop. I think some people just refer to it as Super Cop, but it's Police Story 3. That is the true title. And that one, again, our boy Jackie Chan's back now, doesn't direct this one. Okay, he does not direct the last two. Someone named Stanley Tong directs them, but it does have Michelle Yeoh, so we're getting another action star in it, so we'll see how that goes.
All right, guys, there you have it. Guys, want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you can follow us on Geeks and Flicks on Instagram. And of course, you guys can follow the AMG podcast also on YouTube, on our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. And of course, we're under all the podcast providers, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, YouTube Music, all those. Other than that, I'm your host, Had Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.